Let's go to Port-au-Prince and talk with Tamara Lush. She's the AP correspondent there. And one of the stories that we're following for you is about a musician, Wyclef Jean, who supports dual citizenship for Haitians right now. And Tamara is on the live line. Tamara, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Good morning.
How is everything in the Port-au-Prince? And can you, well, first of all, how is the area since the earthquake and with the elections coming up?
Well, since the earthquake, the landscape looks pretty much the same as maybe a month after the earthquake. Not a lot has been done. There's still a lot of rubble in the streets. A lot of buildings have not been demolished. The damaged buildings have not been demolished. But life is going on here. A lot of people are waiting. Today's a big day in Haiti because Haitians will learn or are supposed to learn today whether hip-hop artist Wyclef Jean meets the legal requirements to run for the country's presidency. When an electoral council publishes the candidates list, the candidates that will be on the November 28th ballot.
Now, he was in Brooklyn at one of the churches there, and some of the supporters said they had mixed feelings about him being president there. One said, well, he's a musician, but running a country like that would take a lot. And one of his, I guess, agendas is dual citizenship for Haitians. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. At the moment, Haitians cannot hold dual citizenship. If they, for instance, move to the United States and wish to seek citizenship, they must renounce their Haitian citizenship, which obviously then they can't vote in Haitian elections, unlike other countries. Wyclef Jean said, he told us on Saturday that he would work to change the constitution here in Haiti if elected to allow for dual citizenship and give many Haitians living abroad the right to vote in their homeland.
So what is the question regarding his eligibility to run for president?
Well, I think the central question revolves around whether or not he meets the residency requirements. According to the country's constitution, you have to have lived in the country for 5 years. A very recent 5 years. And I'm not sure that he will meet those requirements. He's saying that the requirement should be waived because he was appointed by current leader Rene Préval as an ambassador, a goodwill ambassador. So I'm not really sure how that will work out, but we're supposed to find out today.
What do you think of his qualifications? He's just a musician. I mean, does he have much political background?
Nope, he really has no political background, and it doesn't seem to bother a lot of people here. A lot of people feel that he has, you know, made his own money in the United States and worldwide through his singing career, and a lot of people here feel that because he's made so much money, then he might be less likely to be corrupt, like previous leaders. He will root out corruption because he won't need money, essentially. Young people here certainly seem to love him. Whether or not that will translate, if he gets on the ballot even, whether or not that will translate to votes, I'm not sure.
Well, we were talking in the newsroom just before I came in here to talk with you, and someone said, I don't even know if I'd want to be president of that country in the situation it's in now. It's going to be a lot of work to get Haiti going.
It seems like it would be possibly the toughest job in the world.
And with somebody with no background like that, it's going to be interesting. So today we're going to hear whether Wyclef Jean, the hip-hop artist, is eligible to be on the ballot.
Indeed. Yes, we will. We should find out hopefully before 3 p.m. today.
Okay. Tamara, we appreciate your time. Anything I overlooked that you'd like to add?
No, you know, we're just waiting. We're just waiting to see what happens. If he's not on the ballot, we're also waiting to see how people will react to that, whether or not young people will go take to the streets and protest, or whether or not people will be fairly calm in the wake of that decision. And, you know, there are 32 other potential candidates as well, each having their own story and their own background within the country also.
Do you think there could be violence if he's not on the ballot?
I'm not sure about violence, but I think that there could be definite protests. I mean, there seems to be a protest seemingly every other day about something here, and with good reason. The country has a lot of problems, and people are, you know, trying to be very vocal about voicing their concerns over the problems. But it'll be interesting to see how everyone reacts here.
Tamara, we appreciate you taking the time this morning from Port-au-Prince.
Thanks.
A good day.
Bye.
Bye. Tamara Lush, AP correspondent in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, talking about Wyclef Jean, the artist who is trying to run for president. He's in his early 20s, and he's also supporting dual citizenship for Haitians. We'll keep you up to date on any developing situations there if that young artist does get on the ballot. KQV News Time is 8:39.